emotions. Negative self-talk messages will always cause you to give up before you even try something new. Be aware that your words can have ominous predictions. So if you say about your habit, "I'm never going to be able to stop this. I've been doing it so long," you're actually programming yourself to believe that you're too weak and powerless to overcome that habit. Now, think about this. Negative permissions actually clutter up your ability to change your behaviors in your future. So how about paying attention to yourself when you hear yourself uttering negative permissions and negative reinforcements? For example, anytime you say, "I can't do this," "I don't understand," "I'll look stupid," "I'm too old to learn new skills," "They make me feel stupid," "That's just the way I am," "There's just nothing I can do," "No one in my family can do it, so I know I cannot." That's just a prescription for pure failure. So change your self-talk to be positive reinforcements. A positive outlook creates more options for creating solutions. Remember, what you focus on is what you're going to get. Keep it simple and keep it clear. Now, replace those negative statements with positive statements. So things like, "If they can do it, I can." "You know, I'll never know until I give it a try." "I've succeeded before during difficult challenges, and I know I can succeed again." "So what? It won't be easy. I still want to give it my best shot." Using this kind of language to yourself is simply creating a new path of least resistance for your brain, your computer, to follow and operate from. It's giving it new resources, new references. And I want to say this, and it's very important that you hear me. Willpower normally doesn't work because the subconscious mind will attempt to act on the program which has the most power. So once you understand why you have not been successful in making changes in your life, you can use a new strategy to modify your behavior that will match the new picture of you. Now, to empower yourself to change a habit for the long term, you want to give your mind a new program that is stronger and more powerful. Your subconscious mind will immediately start to act on the new and stronger program as it becomes common thought in your mind. Then it becomes a matter of your subconscious mind trying to decide which program offers the path of least resistance. It will simply pursue the program that has the most energy and the most specific direction and the one with the most power. Now, it is a well-established fact that your subconscious mind will accept an attempt to act on any information you give it if you tell it often enough and strongly enough. In other words, your subconscious mind is a neutral machine which responds to information without subjective regard for its value in truth or accuracy. And here's the big secret, folks, the magic bullet you've been waiting for. Repetition is the big secret you have to remember to overcome past programming. The more you present your subconscious mind with the same positive new information, the more your subconscious mind will accept it. Now, since we're talking about self-talk, you've all heard the word affirmations. Sometimes people call them auto-suggestions, and the word affirmation means to make firm. And when you're going to declare you're going to do something, you're going to create a new program in your mind. So, I like to call affirmations simply declarations because I'm declaring these new things to be true. And this clear new intent, you can also think of it as focus, will allow you to manifest the new outcomes you want in your life. Now, I'm going to be real fast here, but the formula for making and using declarations or affirmations is simple. One, always use in the present tense. Example, "I am now a perfect size," and then you fill in the blank, "and I weigh X number of pounds." Instead of "I want to be" or "I wish I were," you have to make a clear statement so your subconscious mind knows that you are now where you want it to be. You know, what comes to my mind is fake it till you make it. You're pretending something. Number two, make your declarations in the positive. In other words, focus on what you want rather than affirming what you don't want. Here's an example. Instead of saying, I no longer oversleep, remember the subconscious doesn't remember the word or hear the word no. You might want to say, I now awake on time, bright and fresh. And actually say it out loud. Can you feel and hear the difference? You see, in the first statement, you're focused on what you don't want, to oversleep. In the second statement, you're focused on what you do want, to wake up on time and to feel bright and fresh. Number three, keep your declarations short and simple. Now, to have the greatest impact on your subconscious and make them easy to remember, you just want it short and simple. Example, I am now patient and understanding with my family. Or I am now patient and understanding with my staff. In other words, you're claiming that. Number four, use declarations that feel positive, expanding, and supportive. And again, only use affirmations or declarations that internally feel right to you. So you are going to want to create these yourself. Number five, create declarations that focus on what you want. In other words, embrace the spirit of creation of something new rather than changing or resisting current reality. Example, I enjoy exercising. I'll try not to laugh for you, okay? Number six, act as if your declarations are already true. Now, it's important to give yourself permission to believe yourself that those things you're saying are true right now. See, if you allow yourself to capture that feeling that you'll experience with this new picture in your mind, you're actually allowing your mind to imprint that new, stronger picture on your subconscious mind. This is a fabulous tool, and it will allow you to break those habits faster and create those better habits. By the way, always use your name in your declarations whenever possible. This will help your subconscious mind accept the new picture of who you are becoming. For example, I, then fill in your name, am now filled with positive energy to achieve my goals. One I use every day, and I mean it. I use this every day in the shower. I am getting better and better every day in every way. I am healthier and healthier every day. I am filled with more vitality, creativity, and prosperity every single day. I am younger and younger every day in every way. Okay, Kane Heard, right? Number eight, use your declarations with emotional force behind them. I don't want you to be a wimp here. I want you to understand that the words are literally not as important as the feeling that you have about them. You see, here's the secret. Your feeling is what is really going to imprint in the mind to make new changes. It's not just the words. You can't just mumble words out. It's got to be that energy, that emotion behind them. Now, the two most powerful times for your subconscious mind to reprogram itself are, just as we used with visualization, just before you get out of bed in the morning and just before you go to sleep at night. You can use them in your daily shower or bath, driving your car. You can also use them silently in your own self-talk. So focus on your positive declarations to improve your mood and attitude instead of just letting your mind wander aimlessly around. You want to use declarations aloud during the day, while you're cooking, dressing, exercising, working, or putzing around the yard. I am a big believer in putting my declarations on audio tape. We all now have these little audio tape machines, and what this does is give your subconscious the opportunity to listen to your own voice. Now, this is super important. Your voice is, without doubt, the most powerful voice to your subconscious mind. I call these tapes that you would make with all these declarations your self-programming commercials. In other words, this is the person you are becoming. Number seven is write your declarations out any times that you possibly can, whenever you have any dead time, if you're waiting for an appointment. You want to write them out 8 to 16 consecutive times, but focus your attention on the meaning of the words and the feelings while you get while writing. And keep this in mind, folks, you learn visually, auditorily, and kinesthetically. So when you actually write something out, that's how we learned in school. That's how